What it do, peeps?
What's going on?
How y'all doing?
Man.
How you doing, boo?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm numb. I'm numbed up.
He is. He had a dentist appointment this morning.
Yeah, because your boy.
Got bad teeth.
Me and Oscar, we suffer from, yes. Yeah, shout out to my dad for that hereditary feature. Because me and Oscar, we share periodontal disease. Did I say that right?
Periodontal disease?
One of them Donald disease. We share that together because he has it as well. So, yeah. So, basically, she had to do the deep cleaning today. Mm-hmm. And so, they can only do one side at a time. And then I had, like, a couple fillings. So, wasn't bad. Didn't hurt. But it just, you know.
Yeah, that's a...
Anything like dental.
For real cleaning. I've had that once before because I've also had periodontal disease.
Whoever
it is. I don't think that we're saying it right.
Whoever Perry and Donald are, we look, they're diseased, okay?
I had it before years ago. So I remember the deep cleaning that they have to give you for that. But yeah, you guys, welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast.
Yes, welcome.
Where we make out all things love, life, and laughter.
That's right.
And cute music.
You want the music?
Yes.
I'm actually going to get it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here it goes.
Been ready.
Okay, bam. What up, y'all? What up, y'all?
I wish that you guys knew the struggle that it was for us to get the music together.
Because
if you're listening, you don't know. But if you watch these podcasts,
exactly, you know.
Which if you didn't know, you could watch them. Yeah, check out the link. You would see the struggle that we go through every week to get it right. One day, it's just going to be seamless, okay?
One day.
It sounds seamless when you're listening because editing. Shout out to editing.
Editing is powerful.
But
yes.
It's so powerful.
But yeah, it's just a... Yeah, it's because the way that you edit the last time, it's like I don't have like preset edits. Like it doesn't even matter because we don't have a preset like intro. So
we
if
don't.
Our intro was like,
I wonder if we should do that
same length every time.
Should we do presets?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it's fun to do. What do y'all think? Do y'all like us just bantering back and forth for our intro before the music starts, or do you want us to be like, "Hello, welcome to the Let's Make Out podcast. I'm Chad, and this is my beautiful wife Gabrielle, and we want to thank you for being here. Make sure you subscribe and follow the channel
it
and everywhere
have
that
to
you
sound
can."
Like that, I've listened to a number of podcasts that have a pretty cool like set intro, and it's cute. You know, it's just their thing. I don't know. What y'all think? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
But you guys, so happy December.
Yes.
It is December 10th as we are filming this. It's crazy that it's almost 2019.
It's almost 2019.
You blink and the year is over. I promise that's
no,
what I
No, you
feel
blink
like.
And it's December 29th. Because guess what? Alabama ain't done playing football yet.
I was like, why the 29th? That totally went
Alabama
over
ain't
my
done
head.
Playing football yet. Roll Tide.
They almost there. Though.
Shout out to Georgia. Georgia played a heck of a game, man. They did. I mean, they're a great team.
Yeah.
But
I didn't watch very much of the game.
But
just the hot.
Bama is Bama for a reason. So, I mean, let's just keep it real.
Can't have a podcast without him talking
right?
about his beloved Bama. Okay?
That's right. So they.
Oh my goodness.
They're your beloved Bama too. Thank you very much.
Your beloved, mine.
Do you wear any other college clothing?
No, I don't.
Exactly.
I don't wear any other sports paraphernalia.
Exactly.
Just Bama.
That's right. Roll Tide. She does that to
anyway,
appease me.
So, you guys, let's see. Last week was a good episode. Well, the week before last was a good episode. Mm-hmm. We talked about the highs and lows of 2018. And you guys left us some great comments about your highs and
yes,
your lows.
You did.
So, thank you for sharing those with us. We really enjoyed reading them. And we also enjoyed hearing your perspective about Christmas gifts for your spouse, particularly if you are sharing funds. And a lot of people gave us the idea that I don't know why we never thought about this.
What was the idea?
Was taking the money out, like, you know, having a budget for the Christmas spending.
Oh, and just taking
and
the cash out.
No, or putting it on a prepaid Visa card and just doing that, which is funny that we never thought about that, because that's how we account for our gas money.
That's smart.
We take the cash out for gas money a month, and he has
so I'm gonna need a monthly
garden, so do I, that we use.
I need a monthly gas stipend and a monthly Christmas gift stipend.
No, sir. When December comes, you get your Christmas stipend.
Okay,
but,
okay.
But some people do that too. Like, they save so much out of like every month for the Christmas. Like, mm-hmm. We've never done that. Like, where you just start at the beginning of the year, you save so much, and then you have this great amount of money for Christmas.
That's that next level budgeting.
It's not really
that's
next
that next level.
So, thank you for your suggestions on
that's a very
how
good
to
suggestion.
Handle that.
Yes.
I still don't even think that we're doing Christmas gifts.
We just told each other what we wanted, and that's kind of like,
I don't know, babe, it's all extra. He got all this expensive taste. He want a MacBook Pro. He want a $600 tri bike or triathlon watch. I mean, shit.
Yeah, not a bike, but a watch.
A triathlon watch. Like, he's got expensive taste, yo.
Okay, she said that with a straight face.
I can only say that because I don't have anything that I really want for Christmas
this year. It's so cute how she...
But I think the things that I do want are like business things. So the things that I would spend money on are to further the business. It's not really like a tangible item. And they're actually way more expensive than what he wants, but it's for a greater good. So I don't know. It's whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to figure the whole Christmas
thing
out.
And the watch is something I've been wanting for a few years.
It is.
Because it's for training and triathlon and stuff. So I would use the heck out of it. But we'll see. It's not like a priority. So we're deciding on when.
Still got some time before triathlon season starts.
Exactly. So we'll figure it out. What else?
Training your thought? Oh, okay.
No, I was saying, yeah, then the other stuff that she wants to do as far as like, they are quite expensive. there's stuff that she's passionate about and that she really, wants to do and has a desire to do. And it will further not only the business, but it'll also further her progression, as Gabrielle, as who she's trying to become and she's who she's always working towards being, because she's always trying to better herself. And that's why I love her. So those things, they're good for you. I mean, if you can find something that you can invest in yourself, it doesn't have to be a material, piece like an item or something.
Yeah.
It can be a course. It can be a, training, or it could be a travel,
coach
or something.
Yeah.
Then, that's a valuable gift that will keep on giving if you use it correctly.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself.
Absolutely.
Especially when you have goals that you want to achieve. Like, it's great to have someone that's been there that can help you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're on so many tangents this morning. We don't really have a topic. We were just going to go through, you guys asked us questions, and we had like a list of 20 questions, and we did the first part of the question and answer about a month ago. So we figured we'd come back and do the second half of the questions.
That's right.
So, it's like our rapid fire quick answers to things. And I think we made it 1 through 10. I think there was one question we actually accidentally skipped in between there.
No, I don't think we did.
Nope, we did that one.
So we're right here. Yeah, number 11.
So let's get into these questions.
That's right. Ladies first.
Oh, okay. Marrying someone of a different faith, from Kat.
What up, Kat?
I feel like we've talked about this before.
I mean, we've touched it before, but we'll give you our quick answers that, if you don't have to marry someone, if you are in your faith, like, and and you practice your faith, and then it will be, I would assume that it would be very difficult, or it could be very difficult to be completely, spiritually tied with someone that is not of your faith.
Mm.
Doesn't mean that it can't work. We're not saying it can't work, but
yeah, people make it work.
So I think that's up to you, honestly, and the person, of how you're going to handle that. And then if you end up having kids, how you're going to handle that.
Absolutely.
But it can be done. But I would say that for us, it was important that we had the same faith, or the same beliefs, knowing that our faith is in, our walks are in different areas.
Yeah.
So we get to grow together in the same faith, knowing that we each have our individual walks.
And that was perfectly put. I don't have anything to add.
Girl, you're perfectly put. God didn't have anything to add when he made you.
You are so sweet to me. Thank you. But yeah, you did that, Shouty.
Thank you, Shouty. You know,
hey, hopefully that helps, Kat.
Hey, so look, I'm trying to motivate and encourage and coach. Let me know if y'all want some coaching. Now, here we go. Number 12. This comes from Jasmine. Started a relationship with a man who was in a relationship after he confessed his feelings for her.
Okay, wait, what? So, the question is, was it wise to end friendship? So she started a friendship with a man in a relationship after he confessed his feelings for her?
It says Jasmine started a relationship with a man in relationship after he confessed his feelings for her. So it sounds like to me that maybe they were friends and then this man, you know, was already in a relationship, but then he confessed his feelings for Jasmine and then she ended up, they pursued a relationship.
I think that that's confusing. I don't quite understand.
So basically, was it wise to end the friendship basically by going into a relationship?
I don't think that that's it.
It's no longer a friendship, I guess. Now it's a relationship.
I don't feel like that's it.
Maybe it's not it. I don't know. We're struggling through this one.
Maybe we'll come back to that one because I feel like there's more to the situation.
There could be more to that.
These questions are like shortened down versions that our assistant put together for us. So I think she's trying to give us the gist of the question. But I feel like that was really, yeah, before I answer that, I feel like there had to be a little bit more to that.
Okay. So
that I just might not know.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't want to jump in there and just say something, not knowing the full story.
Yeah.
So she's going to look it up real quick. So I'll go on to the next question. We'll come back to that. next question is, should I move on? Advice on heartbreak from Aisha? Should I move on? Advice on heartbreak.
Should you move on from heartbreak? Yes, you should absolutely move on. And I say this because I guess you have to ask yourself, what would be your reasoning for not moving on? Like, are you holding out hoping that the person that broke your heart is going to come back and apologize, or that you guys are going to get back together? You have to ask yourself, like, what am I holding on to? Like, what is keeping me from moving on?
Yeah, absolutely.
And, a lot of times we, you know, when you're hurt, you have these, you know, these grand daydreams and dreams that you hope this person comes back and they're going to change and they're going to make, you know, realize the mistake they made. But most times they don't. And I'm going to tell you from experience, even when they do come back, a lot of times you end up back down that same road because they have not changed.
They've changed enough to get you back.
Right. And but then they go back.
Then they go, they revert to their old ways. Because let's face it. Change cannot be initiated by someone else. Mm-hmm. If you want to change, that has to be an internal decision you make.
Yep.
And then you have to act on that. And that takes time. If you have years of treating someone bad or being a certain type of person, good or bad, you could be a really good person. You could be a too nice person.
Yeah.
If you've been a too nice person for 20 years, it's going to be a very difficult road, but it can be done for you to change yourself to become still nice, but to be more assertive when it comes to your feelings. Because we know there's a ton of, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to put it in a both, like it's good way. So like if you're a trash person and you want to be a better person, it's going to take time for you to develop the habits to be a better person. Vice versa, if you're a good person and you need to be a little bit stronger for yourself, it might be, you know, it's still change. And change is, you know, change doesn't come easy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree with what you said.
I think you should definitely move on.
If there's no ties, like, you know, if it's just you are in a relationship and you know, there's no like crazy ties as far as like, you know, kids.
Even if there are kids, you should move on.
Yeah. I think that there's a way you approach it.
Right. Yeah. You approach it differently. But obviously, you can't completely cut this person off because you have to communicate exactly with them if there were kids.
But if it's just heartbreak and you don't deserve that, you don't need that, nobody needs that.
That's right. So, girl, yeah. Gone.
Hope that helps. Yeah, gone.
Because as soon as you let go of the previous situation, you can work on yourself, but then also, like, you open yourself up for other things to come. Like, when you're still holding on to something, like, you can't receive anything because your fist is closed holding on to this one thing. But it's like, as soon as you let go, then you have opened yourself up for whatever else God has for you. You know, like, you don't want to be out here blocking your blessing, holding on to somebody that ain't worked 2 days flies. Been there, done that. Got the t-shirt and the shot glass, okay? Trust me.
When she let go of them 2 dead flies,
working.
She got my butterfly. Blessing. She got the butterfly.
I did. I got my husband. Like, seriously, you got to let go. You have to let go. And heartbreak is tough.
Yes.
It is so tough.
Yes, it is.
But it gets better. It always gets better. So you have to just remind yourself that it's going to get better.
Yeah. And then, yeah, exactly. That's perfect. And then just don't make any rash decisions. Like, process it. Mm-hmm. Process the heartbreak. Learn from it. And you'll be better. You'll be stronger from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we might have found the actual full email from Miss Jasmine. So Gabriel's reading it. No pressure.
Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I'll just read it. Hey, y'all. Hey, girl.
Did she say it like that?
Well, I mean, it's y'all.
She from Texas.
She might not be from Texas. And let me tell y'all, I love Texas. I didn't want to make any of my Texans feel any type of way when I said I definitely wasn't going to Texas a few podcasts back. I love my Texas people, okay? And I enjoy Texas. I just wasn't going that time. Anyway,
exactly.
Random. But she says, I had a guy friend that I met studying abroad. I knew he had a girlfriend. He recently broke up with her and is in a new relationship. And he was pretty straightforward with me about how he felt about me. Now, the problem is that I have feelings for him, and I've done my best to respect his relationship. However, he knows how I feel about him, and we've had deep conversations, and he called me his best friend. But I put an end to it after 4 years of talking, but I know I had to do this for myself and move on and find new friends and focus on bettering myself. When I told him I have to end this friendship with him, he says, let's cool off and think about it since we had an argument about it. Was it wise for me to end our friendship, or should I have been more mature about it since I knew how he felt about me? Thank you. Oh, girl, I think you did the right thing. I think that if you guys had conversations about how you felt about each other while he was in another relationship, then he gets out of this relationship and gets in another relationship with someone that is not you, actions speak way louder than words.
Absolutely. Because if, if his feelings were truly for you, mm-hmm. and he got out of this relationship, then I feel like it should have progressed then to, hey, I'm no longer in this relationship. You know how I feel about you. I would love to explore this and see if there is something that can happen between you and I.
Yeah.
But instead, he just jumped into another relationship, whether it was just more convenient because he's overseas or whatever reason. Yeah. Then that just shows you right there that he's not.
He
ain't worth two dead flies.
Yeah, he's not that concerned, I don't feel like. And it's tricky. Because people are like, but we're best friends, but we're this. But as my best friend, you should respect me enough to, you know, be upfront and honest with me about whatever the situation is. So, no, girl, I think you did the right thing.
I think you absolutely did the right thing. I think you have to protect yourself in that moment. I think, you don't want friends that are going to – you don't want friendships that are going to be weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want friendships that are – friendships are meant to be supportive, like supportive, to be supportive and to be honest with each other. And so obviously there wasn't all of that there. So I think you did the right thing.
Plus it's not, if you have feelings for him, it's just not a good look to keep that best friend when he's in a relationship and you secretly have these feelings for him, or he knows that you have these feelings for him. It's just a weird,
because you should want to support him in his relationship, right?
Yeah. So like, how would you feel being around him and this girlfriend? Like, would you be, you know, secretly lusting after him, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, it ain't worth it.
Yeah.
So you did the right thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. The next question is, Tips on finding a good church. Growing faith in college. This is from Nastasha from South Carolina.
Okay. Hey, Nastasha.
How are you? Hopefully you're not a Clemson fan.
If you are,
if,
girl, it's
if okay. you are, we still love you. but yeah, so tips on finding a good church, growing faith in college.
I would say, I guess the number one thing in finding a good church is, I think that there's like, there's a feeling that you have when you go to a church, and it's, I mean, it's probably God, it's probably the Holy Spirit talking to you. Like, you know whether you belong there or not. I feel like if you have to question it, then maybe it's not the right place. Because I would say, like, when we moved back to Indianapolis from Tennessee, we visited a lot of different churches.
A lot of churches.
And it took us a long time. We settled on one. I think we settled on it basically because it was like my home church. It felt good to me, but it didn't necessarily feel good to Chad.
Yeah, like I loved the message. Mm-hmm. I loved the music. But I felt like just a lack of connection. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that you can create that. Like, I feel like, like you said, I think it's God will let you know you're in the right place.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were there for a little while, and then we were like, okay, let's keep exploring, because, mm-hmm. I mean, we both wanted to feel that. And when we got to the church that we are now, it was instantly there. Like, that feeling was.
And we weren't even supposed to go to this church there. That day. We were going to another church. We were late. We drove by this church and we said, you know what? We're late for that one. Let's just go here. Yes. We never left.
Best decision we ever made. And it's crazy because we had passed by the church so many times.
It was the closest one to our house.
Yes. But we were like, oh, let's go to this one. Let's go to that one. Yeah. And it just happened. So I feel like when you're finding a good church, you want to feel at home when you go to church. You want to feel like you are learning and you are growing, mm-hmm. and that the Spirit is there. You know, like, all things need to come together, not just, oh, they have a great worship team, or, oh, the word is so good. I feel like it needs to be good across the board. And I'm not saying it's going to be perfect, because there's always going to be something that you might not be interested
absolutely.
In. But
absolutely.
Yeah, it's just this feeling. And I really feel like that God will let you know if this is the place you need to be. And then also you need to be praying about it also, like asking God, is this the place where you would have for me to be? And, you know, be willing to hear what he has to say, because I believe that he will show you where you should be, you know, especially if you have, you know, multiple churches that you've been to. And
absolutely.
Know.
No, that's, yeah, it's perfectly put. Yeah. You'll know, you will absolutely know. For us, music is something we love. So I think instantly, like, worship music speaks to you. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think that's what we really loved about our church now too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was one of the things.
Yeah. And then, so, but yeah, God will just show you all that stuff. So that's great.
And then the second part of your question was
growing faith in college, I think.
Okay. I think that.
Yes.
Faith is such a continual journey. Like, I feel like you're always growing in your faith. At least that's how I feel for me. Like, you know, I feel like there were times in my life where I had so much faith. And there were definitely times in my life where I had little faith at all. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that you constantly have to work on, you know, like, you know, faith is the evidence of things like not seen. So you have to consistently work on strengthening your faith, regardless of what stage of your life you're in. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, and college is full of distractions. And I don't even know if I'm the best person to give you advice on that, because my faith was tested a lot in college and it wasn't necessarily as strong as it is now.
Yeah.
I definitely went through a lot of things and, you know, just, I did a lot of stuff in college. So I don't even know if I'm the best person to give you advice.
Well, you know,
on
you
that.
Are. You, like, you are, because you've been through it. I think the best person to give advice, I don't want to hear advice from someone that hasn't been through anything.
Yeah.
I want to hear advice who's been through the fire and has come out on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So you are the best person. I think that you can answer that. I can't answer college because I didn't go to, I went to the Army.
Right. But how did you have faith in the Army? I mean, I guess.
No, it was the same thing. My faith was tested as well, especially when I went overseas to, you know, to war. Like, you know, it's tested. It's up and down roller coaster. And I think that's I think that God expects that. Mm-hmm. I think that God expects that. I mean, it's called faith for a reason. It's believing, you know, if you think about it, believing something wholeheartedly with all, I mean, with everything mm-hmm. you are that you've never actually seen.
Yeah.
Is, wow, that's pretty crazy to think.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's why it's called faith, right? I mean, so
the things hoped for, yeah.
Exactly. So I think that, you're going to struggle with that. But I think if you find a good church home, you find good friends, cut off bad friends that aren't, you know, I think that's the biggest problem that I had, I'm sure Gabriel had, mm-hmm. and that everybody has, is sometimes you aren't necessarily friends with someone anymore. Just because you grew up with them, just mm-hmm. because you say you're best friends or you say you're friends, doesn't mean you're actually friends.
Yep.
Think about what value they bring into your life. Think about what value you bring into their life. If there's no value being brought anywhere, if there's not even some great value, I mean, look, I'm just saying, but for real, keep it real. Like, if there's nothing there, like...
Why was that so funny to me? Right? Shout out to Walmart, not sponsor.
But if there's no value there, honestly, like, maybe it's time to realize what... Maybe you guys can be friends, but you're not as close as you were.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay to admit, but people don't want to admit it, and they hold on to all these toxic relationships.
Just for the sake of we've known each other forever.
We've known each other for years. Like, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. So I definitely feel like you need to, like you said, surround yourself with positive people that are going in the same direction as you, that aren't going to be a distraction. Getting a good church home, being active in that church home, you know, getting yourself a small group or mm-hmm. a small little Bible study, like something to keep the word in front of you, like stay in your word, stay in prayer. And you know what I'm saying? Like you just, like, you have faith in anything. You have to grow it, and you have to believe that God is going to do what he said he was going to do for your life, or that he's going to fix the situation that you need fixed, or he's going to heal, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, it's in anything. Like,
absolutely.
How do you grow your faith now? Like, even out of college, like, you have to practice it.
It takes work.
Having the faith. Yeah.
It's something you have to work on every single day.
Man.
And if you don't, it's a struggle. I mean, you have to. That's why it's called faith.
Yeah. Speaking from experience, like, it's not always just going to be there. Well, I don't know. It could be. I just know in my life, I go through periods.
Yeah. I think your faith is there. I think that distractions cause you to push it down,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to, you know, you have to get grounded again.
Yep.
And you have to, so I mean,
you
start
to doubt, and you have fear, and you have these things that creep up to
they just become more important than your faith in that moment. But your faith is still there. So that's good.
That's true. Yeah.
So hopefully that helps. Jinx, Gabrielle.
I didn't even get it out. Okay, I wasn't.
We said hopefully together.
Whatever. What's the next question, Shadi?
All right. Okay.
Buying a house while single or waiting for marriage. This is from Bree from ATL. Hey, Bree.
What up?
I feel like a lot of these questions, they're so personal. Like, I can't tell you
I know.
What's the best decision for you. I will say that, and maybe this is the answer right here, but I don't think that anything in your life should be contingent on gotta wait until someone else. I would a caveat there, having kids, I would wait for marriage for that, but I don't feel like you have to wait to own a home if that's what you want to do. If you're in a position where you can afford to own a home, buy yourself a house.
Exactly.
Like, you don't have to have a husband to do that.
Yeah,
you don't have to have someone else to do that. Now, it's different if you're like in a relationship and you're almost there and you want to do it with this person. That's a little different if it's something that you guys are talking about, you know, is coming in the future.
Yeah.
But if you are out here living single and you making money and you are successful in your career enough and you want to have, you know, something that you can invest in, then absolutely. Now, I will say that it also depends on what your finances are doing, because I'm mm-hmm. going to tell you, like Dave Ramsey, don't just jump into a house just because you think you can afford it and you've got all of this debt. And you know what I'm saying? Like, if you, mm-hmm. I would say try to work on that first. And
absolutely,
then, and I say that But that's not the example we followed. We actually bought the house because we was just ready to buy the house. But when you think about it, it's not like there's so many more expenses that come with a house that you don't always think about. You know, like the taxes and the repairs and homeowners association. If you are in a subdivision, like there's so many more fees that you don't always think about. Like some people are like, well, I can, you know, get a house for cheaper than my rent or whatever. Yeah, but what are the rest of the expenses looking like? Are your utilities gonna go up? You know,
When something breaks down, do you have a home warranty that covers that stuff?
Or it's a lot to think about. Home ownership is a serious deal. So I would just say, whatever the situation, just make sure you think about all aspects of it before you make that decision. It's definitely not something that you just do on a whim. Like, weigh out the pros and the cons, and you know, and we don't know your age or anything like that, but
I agree with what you're saying. I mean, I think that if it's something that you have a dream to do and you are in the position to do it, it goes back to what we were talking about. It never hurts to invest in yourself. So if you need to go talk to a financial planner and say, hey, this is what I really want to do,
is it the best?
What do you recommend me doing? Mm-hmm. There's people that have jobs that's their whole goal in life is to help you to be financially sound.
Yeah.
We've sat down with a financial planner before, you know, and learned some stuff. And so we're always trying to better ourselves and do better with our money because, it's an everyday struggle to try to make the right decision, right? So I think that if you want it, it's a dream of yours. You know, then go talk to somebody and then start working towards your dreams. But maybe there's some things you need to do first. Maybe there isn't.
We don't know that, obviously.
You know, and if you do have kids and you're not, you know, married or whatever, then and you want to put them in a house and you're able to
do it.
Mm-hmm. Because, we don't know your full situation. So it's tough for us to give you but. Hopefully that answers. Hopefully that gives you our opinion.
Yeah. I mean, all of this is strictly our opinion and what we. You guys ask us for that, so you know, I think that it's definitely something you just want to make sure is a financially sound decision for you. Regardless, if it's financially sound for you to do it, don't wait. Go for it.
I mean, if you're ready to stay in Atlanta in the cold weather and like just all the snow and everything, if you're ready to root yourself there. Close to Georgia University, you know, I mean, what, I mean, whatever, you know, I mean, that's, I'm just playing.
He's just mad. He would love to be somewhere warm.
No, right. I love Atlanta. Atlanta's a great city. All my family's down south, so we close to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. So finding yourself, fighting bitterness and anger post relationship. This is from Doris. I'm saying that right.
Mom of a 2-year-old broken up from baby daddy. Mm.
Okay. So, finding yourself, fighting bitterness and anger post-relationship. Well,
it's a loaded question.
I mean, obviously, it brings that, you know, you have a 2-year-old that, you know, obviously it sounds like you want to be, you probably didn't want this to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, you probably didn't want the relationship to break up. You want your kid to be close to the father and you want to be close to the father. And I think that the biggest thing is that, I would say talk with someone, you know, about, you know, that you can, you know, don't talk to someone with a bias because, you know, you're going to talk to your friends are going to be like, you know, they're going to give you what you want to hear a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. You might have that one good friend that'll give you true, honest, like, opinion, right? Yeah. But a lot of times friends, when you're going through something, will try to protect you and will give you half of the answer, right? Yeah. Because they want to protect you. They want you to feel better and they want to, but I think if you talk to someone with no bias, you know, you can get some valuable tools in moving past this and getting rid, because honestly, holding on to the bitterness and the anger, it does nothing for you.
Yeah,
it tears you down. It's gonna tear down. Because at the end of the day, like, you gotta think about your kid, right? Your kid. You want your kid. I'm guessing you probably want your kid to have a relationship with, you know, their father. I don't know if it said, was it a boy or a girl, the 2-year-old. So we don't know if it's a boy or girl, but we assume that you probably want your boy or girl to have a relationship with their dad. Mm-hmm. But parents can give off, you know, they can say things, they can give off emotions, they can show how they treat the father, vice versa, how the father treats the mother, and the kids see that, and it can cause a lot of confusion.
I think that the bitterness will definitely affect, it's going to affect you, but it's going to affect your child more than anything. So I would say use your child as the motivation to get out of that, because, you know, we all go through a period. We've all, you know, everybody has been hurt before, and, you know, you can't escape bitterness. You can't escape the anger, but you can't let it overtake you. Yeah. And eventually you've got to get past that. Absolutely. And the best way to push past that is to give it to God. Honestly, like, put some prayer on it, and every day you have to, you know, every day you have to try, because it's just like, forgiveness isn't for them. It's not for your baby's father. It's for you.
It's for you, yeah.
So you have to forgive for you, because it will tear you down, and you'll be stressed out, and you won't be yourself, and you won't be the best mother you can be, the best, you know, sister or whatever, daughter, whatever it is that you can be, because you're so wrapped up in this moment
of cloud of angerness,
cloud of anger and bitterness. And it's just like, you can't move forward like that. And your goal should be to move forward, for you, for your son, for your child. And, I just think that it's every day you gotta try. It's like the faith thing. I don't feel like there's anything in life where you get there and you just there. Like, every day you gotta maintain these things to maintain.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, it's a consistent,
a
consistent thing. And, you know, there are so many like books out there that could help you. You know what I'm saying? Obviously the book, reading the Bible, there
the
are multiple
good book.
There are multiple scriptures for bitterness and anger and letting go of it. But there are also so many books out there that can help you. Like, if you need something to look towards, you know what I'm saying? Like a reference point, somebody that can give you like action items to do, or like steps to create, maybe start journaling, like writing out your feelings. Like, you never know what that can turn into. Like, and it could just be a sense of relief.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you don't want to keep it to yourself. So if you can't find a therapist or find somebody to talk to about it, write it down. Like, write about
it. Get it out of your head.
Yeah, when you get it out of your head and leave your system, you start to process it. And it's
absolutely.
Like, you know what? Why am I even feeling this way still? Like, you know, and I don't know how fresh it is, but you got to push through it, man, because you want to be the best example you can be for your children, your child. You know what I'm saying? Because kids can sense that. Like, even if you feel like you are, you know, being well and doing well at hiding it, like, kids, they know when
you're not at your
100%.
If you have those feelings inside your body, you're not at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You're not 100% present for yourself, and especially not your kids or your friends and family. I love what you said about, you know, that forgiving is for you. I think that I've always believed, you know, it's about forgiving, not forgetting, right? You're not forgetting what happened, because you can learn from what happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
But forgiving, you know, forgiving, it's okay to forgive and move on. Because think about this. How many times have we been forgiven?
Mm.
So are any of us that have had something done wrong to us, have we not wronged someone else in some way?
Yeah.
Like, because I have, you have,
yeah.
We all have. And you've been forgiven, right? Like, I know that we've all been forgiven for something. And like, ultimately we've been forgiven, you know, for our sins and from, you know, what we believe. So I think that that's, just remember that, like, it's okay to forgive someone and let go of that. And to move on and to remove them from your life, but don't hold on to it.
Yeah, definitely don't hold on. And then I would just say this, like, even if while you're struggling with it or dealing with the anger or whatnot, just try your hardest to not let that affect the relationship your child has with their father.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to separate your relationship with the father versus the child's relationship with the father, because you don't wanna taint that or harm that. You know what I'm saying? Now, if the baby daddy ain't about nothing and he ain't trying, that's different. But just don't let your bitterness be so prevalent that you you know, keep the child from the father, or you don't let them spend time together or whatever. Like, you don't want that for your child. Like, don't cause your issues to create an issue there when it doesn't have to be. You gotta step back and separate that relationship from the parent child relationship, because that's what's more important.
Your adult relationship is different than what the relationship is there from, you know, father and child versus, and, you know, and a mother and child. So I think that that's a great point.
Yeah.
So hopefully that helps.
I feel like we've gotten to the end of the questions. I mean, we do have a couple like rapid fire ones. Do you want more children? Will we ever do IVF again? I feel like we've talked about that.
No more IVF. If God says we're supposed to have another kid, then we
then we'll see about
we're
that.
We're not trying. Now, don't get me wrong. We practicing. But we ain't trying for no kids.
Yeah, we're definitely not trying. And I'm definitely not doing IVF ever again. So, that's not happening. And then...
tips on dealing with negative comments. Block them. Keep them moving.
Don't read them.
No, but just know that... Do they matter?
Yeah.
Do they matter? They don't.
They don't.
And I think that the minute you can learn to just... understand that they don't matter, that they're, you know, non-factors, then
I'll tell you the biggest tip that I've read that I have to remind myself of is that somebody else's opinion of you is none of your business. At the end of the day, what somebody else feels about you, what they say about you, whatever, that's on them. Like, I mean, it literally has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, like, and then I, it's another quote that I can't think of, but like, if it wasn't said to you, it wasn't said.
Yeah.
You didn't come say it to my face. Yeah. Why am I worried about it?
Exactly. Like,
and even if you said it on a video or you left a comment, you don't know me. I bet you if you saw me in person, you wouldn't say it.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's just, you have to kind of keep that in mind.
You have to keep that in mind. People
are so easy to dump because they are hurt or they are not happy or
hurt people
right? Like, and people just want to see you upset, or they want to see you react, or they want to see you angry, and it's just like, I told her. Okay,
you typed her.
Yeah. Okay,
you typed her. But no, just it doesn't matter. Negative comments are just that, a negative comment.
Nobody's gonna love everything you do.
Nothing to do with it. If you love what you do and you're proud of you,
that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
So we're at the end.
We are at the end.
Yes.
we made it work. We got it in. And thank you guys for listening.
Yes, thank you so much.
If you have more questions, you guys can always, like, you can leave them in the comments on the YouTube video. You can email us with the hashtag AskGabeAndBabe. Mm-hmm. We have gotten some more, like, emails since this list has been put together. So we will start, like, you know, doing the question at the end when we come back with our next podcast. But, you guys, we're here just to talk, you know, help out where we can.
Exactly. Like, we enjoy answering the questions. We really enjoy the questions, and it gives us a chance to speak on things that we don't normally just sit down and speak on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get to be really close to my wife. So,
it's so funny.
Yeah.
As always, you guys can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify.
Yeah.
What else is it that we're on? I feel like we're on SoundCloud. Everywhere that you can find a podcast, we're pretty much there. You can find us at Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter and Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
That's so, right. And GayBabeTV.com.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to put a link. We've got a new hoodie.
Oh, yeah. We've got new merch.
We got new merch. We got a logo. It's called Grind Daily.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you've heard the thing, you know, daily grind. I'm on my daily grind.
Mm-hmm.
It's a twist on that, talking about that every day you should be, you know, pushing and grinding for your next goal, your next thing that you're trying to get. You should always be on the grind, right? So Grind Daily.
Absolutely.
It's a dope logo. So we'll put a link down in the show notes. Get your hoodie.
We got long sleeve shirts and tees too, if you don't want a hoodie, but it's hoodie weather.
It's hoodie weather. Well, unless you're in ATL like Bree.
Or in Cali.
I
think you could get away with a hoodie in Cali right now, I feel like. Maybe.
You can get a hoodie wherever you at. It don't matter. All right.
All right, guys.
Thanks
so
much for listening
for today.
And watching.
Bye.
Deuces.